I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
We've created a free self-care checklist and it's ready for you to download today. On the checklist, you'll find 50 brand new ideas to practice self-care. And it's not just bubble baths. Download the free checklist today and be reminded of the importance of practicing self-care. Head to themerrymakersisters.com/self-care. All right, let's get into the episode. This is episode 370 on the Get Merry podcast, and we're so excited to finally be back recording these episodes for you and for us. I mean, we always have so much fun recording them. I feel like it's very much for us. But how lovely that it's also for you. So thank you for tuning in. We realize it's been a month since we've published a brand new episode, but because we pre-recorded some before we went on my – went before I – we did not come on my honeymoon.
No, it was our honeymoon. Do you know what the funniest thing? I don't know if we mentioned this, but so many people kept referring to Carla's wedding as Carla and Emma's wedding. Oh, Carla and Emma's wedding. Oh, wait. It's not your wedding, Emma. Yeah, no, I'm not marrying my sister. No, really. Really, we're friends. We're best friends. We're sisters. We're business partners. But in fact, we're not actually getting married. I wonder if any sisters have been married.
I'm sure they have in the past.
But anyway, no, we didn't. I didn't go on Carla's amazing honeymoon.
Yes. So no, we did pre-record a bunch of podcast episodes. So I feel like it's been a while. So we're really.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a whole new person, to be honest.
Me too.
Since we last recorded. Like, I don't know.
Who am I?
I'm like totally different. How weird is this? This is weird.
It's so strange. So we thought we'd just pop in, press record, and give you a bit of an update on everything we've been up to, everything that's been happening in Merrymaker Land. I feel like there's been a lot. It's been a big first half of the year, that's for sure. Yeah. Actually, you know what I say? It's been a big half of last year, and it's been a big year.
Yeah, the last year. I think the last of 2022 was massive, and then the start of 2023 has been massive. We kind of knew that though. I remember going into like just before I went to Italy, just before I bought my house, I was feeling really overwhelmed. I was like, oh my God, there's just so much stuff. Like there's the house and there's my big trip and then I'm going to get home and then there's all these hen's parties and then there's Carla's wedding and then we're also planning this teacher training that, you know, during all this stuff that I just mentioned, we're building it, creating it, getting approval for it. I was like, holy moly, I can't do this.
Yeah, it was like, and then you always have this realization, you know, in a moment like that where you're like, I created this. Like, I chose this because it's not like
Carla made it like this.
It's not like, you know, a boss is saying like, you have to have this done by this date.
Yeah.
It's like you create it for yourself, like your own deadline. Like when you're doing your own thing, you kind of have to decide on a date. And we have this rule. Well, actually, Emma has this rule. Where like when I decide a due date, she'll add a month. So she'll like have a bit of an intervention with me. Like, you know, I'll be like, yeah, let's get it done by, you know, start of April. Start of April's good. That looks pretty good. And then she'll always come and say, no, Carla, start of May.
Well, it used to be like push it 1 week. I would go 1 week. Now I'm like, no, let's push it a whole month. And I mean, it's depending on the project size. But anyway, as Carla said, yes, it's been huge and big, and maybe this is why we feel like different versions of ourselves. I mean, well, you have a different last name, so in fact, like, you are even a little bit different.
I am. I am officially Pappas Karangis.
Yeah, they hyphenated.
And Joel hyphenated as well, which I think is adorable. So everyone who I've taught is like, makes everyone love Joel more. So I'm like, yay. It's so nice. He's actually more officially, because officially he's changed his name. I yet am yet to. So there
more
you go.
More important things to do.
Exactly.
Carla.
I build a teacher training. So the wedding itself, the day was the most perfect day. All of the intention of creating a stress-free experience for myself and everyone around us went off without a hitch. It was so much fun. I think, and we might be biased, but it was the best wedding we've ever been
to. Absolutely. Oh, it was my favorite wedding ever. And I have been to many weddings. I mean, I must admit, probably it was also my favorite because, you know, half the guest list was like my family and friends. So it was great for me. Like, not my wedding. Don't need to be the attention, like, star of the day, but have all the fun with all my family and friends.
Yeah. And it was just perfect. You know, we got a perfect weather day and I'm excited to see the photos once we get them. And I'm sure we'll share some.
Yeah, and I mean, the photos are delayed because, you know, the videographer / photographer you hired is, in fact, our Merry Body videographer and photographer. So he has more important jobs to do, like finish our teacher training video.
Yeah, so I keep telling him, like, we've got a running update with Kim, who's amazing. If you have seen any of our Merry Body videos, you know he does an amazing job. But adding a teacher training filming every week, and you know, we'll go into a bit more detail about this, has added a lot more content. And so I keep having a running update with Kim on our Slack channel, and the wedding has disappeared from there. So,
but you have some
I think
photos.
We'll get them next year.
You do? Oh, no. You have some photos.
I have like 10 photos. So
and they're really nice. So see, we can add some of those photos to the article so to go funny. On this podcast.
But yeah, let's talk about our teacher training because it's so exciting. I think anytime you create a new project in a business, like there's this element of unknown. You're not really sure what you're getting yourselves into. You have this grand idea and then you have to move through the motions to actually make it happen.
Mm.
And this was really the case for the teacher training. I mean, this idea has been a seed. It's been talked about since like day one of creating Merry Body. Mm. Like we've always said, like, imagine if we could do a teacher training. Like imagine. And then, you know, at the start it was like, oh, we could never do that.
Well, it was more like we're not ready.
Yes.
I think it wasn't that we could never do that. It was like we couldn't do it now. And that's the truth.
And also
like we only just started teaching. Of course we couldn't teach teachers at that stage. But, you know, fast forward 6 years.
If I also think about you know, I remember back then, obviously, online was not as, whatever that word is, available with classes or whatever. I don't know what I'm trying to say. It wasn't as popular being online. And especially with the Yoga Alliance, who we're approved with, they didn't have an online approval either. So, like, you had to teach your teachings in real life. Mm. It wasn't until COVID came that then they realized, hang on a minute, we need to relook at everything.
Yes.
And make our approvals available for online because people can learn online.
Well, that's
in fact, you can have a great experience online.
I think like, you know, in that way, you know, like COVID was a good thing in that way, in that it showed them how kind of backwards it, you know, that's backwards thinking. And it's also like unrealistic for so many people to take out 200 hours of their lives to attend a training. Like, I'm sorry. And this just not possible or feasible or, like, even an idea you could you couldn't even, like, think of it for a second for some people. I mean, right now, that's the last thing I want to do in my life.
I was going to say, even for us, people who don't have kids.
Yeah.
Who are able to work from home and have quite a flexible lifestyle.
Yeah.
Even if I was to think, I need to take 4 weeks to go and do this training overseas.
Yeah.
Or, you know, travel for this training for 4 weeks. No way.
I just don't want to.
I wouldn't be able to. And so, yeah, to be able to make a training that's accessible and available to people all over the world, that's also now approved with the correct curriculum and stuff for Yoga Alliance, is pretty amazing. So we had this idea, like we started looking back into teacher training, you know, mid last year in 2022, and we're going through all of the kind of protocols and the things we had to tick off. We had to definitely jump through a few hoops in order to even begin. Then we got the approval while you were in Italy. I remember it was the same day I picked up my wedding dress and I got this email from the Yoga Alliance and I was literally jumping up and down in your kitchen because we were house-sitting your house and I have this like clear memory of it. It was such a good day. I was so happy. And when you got back, it was like full steam ahead into creation mode because when you're doing a big project like this, it's almost like you have to wait for like a moment like that, like the approval, for us to even begin the creation
process.
We
had already worked on the manual.
Yes, remember that was
last year. So we started writing the manual like literally this time last year or just a few months mm-hmm. after, like June, July. And that was, you know, that was massive. I've never written so many words. I've never researched so much in my life. I mean, since essays, the days of essays, but we wrote way more. Like, I don't know how many words is in
this
manual.
It's over 40,000 words.
40 freaking thousand words. Okay, whoa. That's huge.
I haven't even, like, done an update
yet. We should do an update on the word.
On how many words there are, because
there's diagrams.
And now there's pretty photos.
So that was massive in itself. And then, like, you know, we didn't even have that tick of approval. So we were already kind of like, I just had it in the back of my mind. If we don't get approved, that's okay. We're going to use this manual for something else, even if it's just like content on our website.
Yes.
Like broken up in articles. But, you know, that was nerve-wracking. Mm-hmm. But we didn't start with like the video and the creation, you know, working with the experts, because that was stuff we were going to pay for and invest in. Mm. So we didn't want to do that until we knew for sure that we could run the teacher training with the approval, because we really wanted the approval. I mean, like, you don't necessarily need that approval, but we wanted it because it looks like it's better for our future students who come through the School of Merrybody to then go to a studio around the corner, I don't know, in wherever town they are, and they can say to the studio owner, I've done this course and it is approved by the International Yoga Alliance. And this is an alliance that, you know, all yoga studios should know about. And, of course, you know, they might then go on to, like, test a class and, you know, see how – if they get the right vibe and the right feel. Like, every studio is different. However, that was really important for us and our future students.
Yeah, I think it just gives that – it also gave us a – you know, the curriculum, you know, gave us a blueprint of, okay, this is your basic 200-hour, your initial yoga teacher training. This is what we should be covering at a base level. And then anything else we want to add is like cherries on top.
Yes.
So I think it also helped us to build it and then to also know that we are providing a training experience that will give our students, you know, that initiation into yoga land.
Yeah. Like what you call it. It's kind of like it's a taste of all the necessities kind of thing. Like, you can dive deep into like every crease and crevice of the world of yoga and, you know, it's a forever learning experience because it is so vast. However, you know, we have covered like, you know, the general aspects and, you know, a really great foundational understanding of all the very important things of yoga, you know, the asana, the pranayama, the meditation, the anatomy,
the philosophy
and the history, the
subtle body.
Subtle body, the energetic body. So that's like the chakras and the
nadis
and
pranavayus. Oh,
like, it's such a deep ocean of but then information.
We got to like sprinkle things, you know, that we love in there as well, like mythology. Like, there's a little bit of that. There's a little bit of that with Andrew. And then, you know, we brought Chara into Ayurveda. Like, that's not necessary. Like, that's an elective. That's a choice that we added that in. So I think it's really exciting that we got it approved, because it means, you know, that certificate, it holds a lot more value.
Yeah. Oh, then we also have all the cool stuff like Merrybody specific stuff, like, you know, how we teach, our teaching philosophies and our self-acceptance methods. We also talk about teaching online, which was something not even mentioned in the teacher trainings we've done in the past, like nothing about how to teach yoga or Pilates, because I did my Pilates online. I mean, we are doing a full session on this. And this is beneficial. Like, you know, if you're teaching yoga online or if you're doing anything online, like, this is really beneficial information. And I mean, we have had 10 years in the world of online teaching, maybe not yoga for 10 years, but, you know, teaching something online. Mm. And I mean, we have a wealth of information on this topic, I feel, which I'm really excited to share with everyone who has joined up.
Yeah. So it was really exciting to piece it all together, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because it, you know, such a big project can be so, like, I think back to those first, you know, few days of when, you know, we'd got approval and, okay, we're approved. Now the work begins because now we've got to create the hours and hours and hours of content.
Yeah.
Not only
200 hours.
Not only almost. That, but also manage all of the experts we're bringing in because, you know, we had Andrew, we had Martina, we had Emily, we had James, Shara, like all of these. I'm not forgetting anyone, am I? Because I would feel bad. All of these people that were not in our normal business world, then it was like liaising with them, organizing dates. When are you free? Okay, Andrew's in Switzerland this date. We have to talk before then. And it was just massive to project manage.
It was madness.
It really was. And
very madness.
It's made me really like proud to see like how we project managed it all. Like
how you project managed it.
To see it all. To see it all come together.
She just bossed me around and said, yes, we're doing all these things in a very short amount of time because she has a wedding here and then she's off to the Philippines. So it was like squish it all in 3 weeks.
Yeah, no, it was great.
Oh,
and yeah, so now we're at a point where we're actually beginning on the 27th of May, which is really exciting. So that's next week. When we're recording this, we have 27 people joining us for our first ever cohort, which is freaking amazing.
Yeah, I think, you know, we, of course, like, you know, whenever you're starting a new project, you want to be realistic with your goal. Like you want to achieve, of course, like you have to, like when you dedicate so much time and energy and investment, like financial investment.
Mm. And time.
Time, a massive amount of time.
But yeah. We never count that.
No. If we counted that, we would be negative. who cares? Time will pass anyway. We're doing stuff we love. But yeah, so what was I talking about?
About people joining in a project.
Oh, yeah. And like, you know how you, like you want to create this goal, but you also want to be realistic so you're not like let down. But I feel like 27, like I feel, wow, I am so happy and excited with that group. I just think it's a huge achievement. So yay for us. Yeah. We did it. And yay for everyone who signed up. I'm so excited. I know some of you will be tuning into this podcast. I know. So we're excited to, you know, embark on this exciting journey with you. I, in fact, am doing my teacher training this round. So although, you know, I've really obviously helped create this training, I haven't got my certificate yet. So I'm really super pumped.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's like this, you know, when you think of any training like experience, like it's a big decision to choose to do this. And then it's also an equally big decision to decide who you do it with, because I think especially with, you know, yoga, there's this connection that you want with the teacher. Like that's for me anyway, like when I've ever done a training and you too, Emmy.
Mm.
It's like you connect with your teacher, you like how they teach, you like what you connect with what they say, and you want to learn more from them. And it's very special that these 27 people have decided, you know, to allow us to take them on this journey and for us to be part of their journey now forever and ever and ever. Like that's amazing. Like we are always going to be part of their journey. And I just think like, what an honor, what an honor to be part of someone else's story.
Yeah.
So I can't wait. And, you know, this whole creation of a massive, massive project, it's really cool to see it all piece together and cog together. And we've had to be really thoughtful and really creative about it. You know, it has felt like really different to, you know, what we normally do with Mary Body.
Yes.
Because it all has to connect. Like it all has to, like, you know, we have to sit down and we have to be like, okay, this week is this. And then, you know, then we have to create like this session and let's make sure we refer to the session last week.
Well, I mean, like Mary Body connects as in like we have monthly themes and like we create classes to the themes, the meditations to the themes. So that connects. It's not that. It's just that this is huge. Like this is a massive project. It's 16 weeks.
Yes.
And the content is in depth.
Vast.
Whereas like Mary Body, you know, it's yoga and Pilates classes. And meditations. That's it, which is amazing.
Mm.
Like I love Mary Body so much. That project is our baby. Like literally, we love it. This is an extension of Mary Body. This is like you know, you sign up to Marybody, you love the classes perhaps, and then you want to dive deeper into the world of yoga. So, I mean, we're talking about like way more, like the content is deep. And it is deep in, like, spiritual, I mean, anatomy-wise, like, scientific. There's, like, the medical stuff with, you know, the touches on the human systems. Obviously, these are, like, foundation levels. But with the history and philosophy, we dive really deep with Andrew and ourselves too.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this is what we really love about the world of yoga, I think. It's this aspect. I mean, I love the asana. I love how good I feel after a flow, but it's talking about the philosophies, really, that I think can create the most impact, I think, anyway.
Yeah. Well, I feel like, you know, the as we have said many, many, many times, you know, the asana is such a small part of what yoga actually is. What asana does, though, is it creates space, a moment in time for us to be able to, like, allow for the contemplation of the philosophy to come in, or maybe for like a questioning, like to wonder why. Like, I find for me, when I first did my training, it was like, why do I feel really good after this practice? Like, what is it?
Mm.
Like, why? There's something to this.
Mm.
What is it?
Mm.
Because I didn't know that yoga was what yoga is. Mm. I thought yoga was just the asana, but I was so confused with why I walked out of every class feeling like I'm amazing.
Yeah, I think it's like you feel like you're on an elevated level, like life just got elevated kind of thing.
And then you learn about it and you realize, wow. And that, like, it's just like this big aha moment I feel that our trainees are going to have, you know, in the first 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. I know that so many of them, after watching Andrew's and our sessions on the philosophy, they're all going to realize, ah, I get it now.
Yeah, like that's why you feel so amazing. Mm. And I mean, it's not even just the philosophy either, why you feel so amazing. It's also, you know, the breath.
Yeah.
It's how you're moving your body. It's the stuff that happens to your systems while you move. Like, there's so many benefits to exercise, and especially one that is not so, you know, like yoga is also very relaxing and nurturing to your nervous system. And in today's day and age where we're go, 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 push, 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 faster, harder, you know, this is when we really need to pull back. And this is what yoga allows. Yes, you can, like, do a really hard warrior sequence.
Oh, excuse me, I just got the hiccups.
I'm sure no one heard that because I didn't even hear that. Did you hiccup or did you burp?
No, I hiccuped.
Okay. Well, if there's another hiccup, then it's the hiccups.
No more. It was a little burp. Okay, back to the warrior sequence, Emma.
Anyway, so you're doing like this really hard sequence and, yeah, like you're pushing yourself. Okay, you're not relaxing there. Okay, now she's yawning. I thought she was hiccuping. But this is the magic of yoga in that it offers this really like balanced method of exercise where it's not just like go hard, go home. Yeah, you might go hard, but it also gives you space to go home in the practice kind of thing, like home to your body, home to you, the natural state of, you know, where we're meant to be, homeostasis, where we do recover, where we do work at our optimal best kind of thing, system-wise in the body.
I mean, it's pretty amazing when you think about that, that a practice that is really accessible, like anywhere in the world, you can access a yoga class wherever you are, as long as you have an internet connection.
Yeah.
And you can experience that. So it's pretty exciting. So, yeah, that's pretty much what we've been up to. Creating this amazing program, which we cannot wait to begin. What do you think is the biggest learning from this project so far? Of the creation process.
I think everything takes longer than you anticipate. That's 100% sure. I think you should always, and you should be realistic with this because it's kind of silly not to be. It puts yourself in a more stressful zone. It's like, no, give yourself more time. Like, okay, create the deadline, but also be like, okay, it's probably going to take longer. And that might be because you're working with multiple people.
Mm.
Because it's not just you you're dealing with. like, you know, we're dealing with teams of people. So, you know, even like thinking back to working with experts, yeah, they're experts in their field, but they never had been on camera, some of them. So it's like, be more realistic. I think that is what I would tell to my future self or to my past self. Now I know from the experience, but it's like, think about other people who you're working with and be mindful of that when you're thinking of your timelines in terms of project creation. I think also like that we can do hard stuff. Like we can all do hard stuff, even the stuff that feels too big.
Yeah, I think so. I
like what about you?
Well, you summed it up pretty nicely.
Anything else?
I think, and this is like more of a lesson as in like, this is what we've done and I'm glad that we did it this way. Like enjoy the process and don't rush the process. I think it's really easy to try and want to get the job done, but we haven't done that. I don't think with this, like, I think we've, like, as in, like, I know you said before we were trying to fit it all in. Yes, we did that. But I feel like at this stage, you know, this past month and a bit, I feel like we've really been taking our time, being really thoughtful about things and creating, you know, this a beautiful – we're really thinking about the experience for people, and I like that about it. Like, we're being more – I think we're being more thoughtful, and I think that that is a big lesson. And I think that there's – magic in that, you know, just allowing, even like, for example, you know, we're filming every week in regards to our content, and you know, I'm taking my Sundays to really contemplate, what are we teaching tomorrow, what book reference do I want to make, okay, this is the theme of the class, like, okay, let me do a bit of research, what welcomes in loving kindness, what kind of poses, what feels like that, and I'm being really thoughtful about the classes and the content, and that's really nice.
I think, yeah, as you said, the last month and a bit has been a very, very lovely experience. I think before, when we were trying to cram the experts in the short time, as in, like, I don't like going away. Like, I, because we were kind of like going away to this and going away to that, and because we don't usually go do work like that. We don't leave our houses, okay? Like I didn't like that as much. And it's because it was all in a very short time.
Yeah, I'll give you the timeline, guys. Okay. So the week before the wedding, the Friday 2 weeks before the wedding, we did Emily. And then the following Wednesday we did Martina. Then we had Mum and Dad arriving on the Friday for the wedding. And so they were there for like 2 weeks all up, which means, you know, when Mum and Dad are here, it's always fun and it's like they're our priority and let's go for coffee and let's go for dinner and let's do all the things and it's so much fun. And then after the wedding, it was like a week. We had a week with Mum and Dad. So Mum and Dad left on the Friday and then we went to the Sunshine Coast the following Friday for the weekend to do James. And then we got back on the Sunday and left on the Tuesday to go to Byron to do Andrew for 3 nights. I got back on the Thursday and then I left on the Friday to go to the Philippines for 3 weeks.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, and in between then we had a Mary Body Core session, as in we filmed 6 classes for Mary Body.
Oh my gosh.
That was somewhere in there.
I think we saw Kim, our videographer, like every day that week. Like it was like we counted the hours we were with Kim and we were like, what the hell? Like we have seen Kim more than our partners this week.
Oh, absolutely. I think I still do.
That is so funny. But, yeah, so that was just a bit crazy. And I think as well because I've obviously added the wedding.
You in Italy.
The honeymoon. Well, no, not even me in Italy.
Yeah, because.
No. Like, let's just think, even in that portion, like, as you said, Mum and Dad up. So it's like our priority is literally, like, we need to spend the most time with Mum and Dad to make, you know, to make the most of it.
Yeah.
Because we don't live in the same city. So it's really important when we're with Mum and Dad that we don't work too much. We try not to work too much.
Bare minimum.
Then, like, Mum was up for 3 weeks minding Chino when Carla was away. So, of course, like, I needed to then spend all the time with Mum, even though I did a little bit of work, but it just seemed impossible to work because I was, like, being with Mum.
Yeah, so then when I got back, it was like, okay. So, you know, all of those shoot days that we did meant editing and editing and watching, rewatching. So just think of the process, like, we film, so it takes days and days to film, And then Kim will edit, and then we will watch with a fine-tooth comb every single minute of footage, and then pause and then write a note, and then watch and then pause and then write a note. Can we change the shot? Can we get this shot? Is there a close-up? These are the kinds of things that we're doing. It's very, it's super high attention to detail and very time. Like, it takes time. So worth it, though, because the end result is like, amazing. And Kim is actually calling me right now. So I might press pause because it's important. Okay, we're back. Kim needed to ask a few questions about edits for the videos.
That's what we were talking about. We were talking about the editing process and how like it's quite time consuming. And so were away and like that.
You were supposed to edit them, but you didn't really edit them.
No, because
you didn't, by the way.
Because we hadn't had a discussion. Like, we needed to sit down. It was like, I understand. Emma, edit these. And I was like, well, like, we don't even know what we're doing. Like, we don't, like, we need to sit and like just talk about this before. And also, like, your editing is very different to my editing. And, like, we needed to talk about that before. It couldn't be like that. It wasn't like Mary Body.
No, which is understandable. And I edited
Mary Body class.
Glad that I ended up doing, you know, Andrew's ones, because we were able to change the manual, with the 40,000 word manual, we must call it that, to be like so cohesive with the videos. So, and that was actually a really fun thing to do as well, like to really connect them.
Yes.
So, and also I was glad that you spent time with Mum, because Mum was looking after Chino and it made me very happy to receive all of the photos of Chino and Mum and Dad and Emma having fun at the beach. Well, I was having fun in the Philippines.
Yeah. We were looking after your
dog. And this
dog
is also why having a business is amazing.
Well, a business like ours where, you know, we can go to the Philippines.
A lifestyle
and we can
business.
It is. I mean, as like, you know, cliche as whatever it is a lifestyle business in that it works with our lives. I mean,
we make it work.
We make it work with our lives, and we choose when we want to work. It doesn't mean like we're working a lot. Like, it doesn't mean we don't work much. It just means, like, you know, if we can and we want to have some time off, we can, and just do, like, bare minimum those days. Like, you know, I was still checking the emails and I was still doing – looking after Mary Body and, like, editing those videos and social media, et cetera, et cetera.
There's so many things
and
to do.
Like, writing weekly newsletters and writing sales. I wrote, like, so many sales emails and sequences in that time. And, you know, that's a really fun process because, you know, they can be really creative as well. It's not just like selling. It's like, I think it's so cool when you sell something that you feel so, you know, close to your heart with. Like, you know, I feel selling is only hard when you feel like you're selling a crappy product or a crappy thing or something that doesn't really bring any good. I genuinely know that Mary Body will help people. Not everybody, but whoever it is meant to help, it will help them so much. Mm-hmm. And same with this teacher training. I know our teacher training is not for everyone, but it is for a group of people and they are going to completely get like massive transformations from it. Mm-hmm. Like, I know because I've seen all the content. You know, I'm doing the teacher training with you, but I've also been so lucky to have seen the expert speak live. I'm next to Carla.
You have – It's like you're already so far ahead.
I know.
Of
I'm
your
still
training.
Overwhelmed though. So if you're listening and being like, I want to be ahead too, don't worry. I'm still feeling nervous with you, but like nervous / excited as well. So, you know, make sure you / your nerves with excitement because it is a very similar feeling.
Yes, you can decide that it's a similar feeling. You can be like, nerves, interesting. Maybe I could just be excited about this.
But nerves is good. It means you care.
Yes.
Nerves is good. It means you're stepping outside your comfort zone. And really, this is what any big training is. It's a huge stepper of outside your comfort zone.
I just feel really excited that we get to, like, build. We've had, like, this experience to build a training.
Yeah.
Like, you know, again, this is a different – it's a different concept. It's more of a project. Mary Body is more of this ongoing, amazing, ever-evolving – project. It's a project too, but it's like it doesn't end.
It's forever.
It's forever.
Yeah.
Whereas this, you know, we have this goal and it, you know, how are we going to make it? How are we going to make our trainees feel? What are we going to infuse it with? How do we deliver this? Like so many things. And then they get something, you know, at the end. They get this certification.
It's like working towards a very collective goal.
Yeah.
I think as well, it's kind of like joined together all these things we care very deeply about. So, you know, like we care about the self-acceptance, that's huge, but we also really care about bliss and purpose. You know, like that has been part of our journey from the very, 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 very beginning. I mean, it was always the Merrymaker Sisters because what we discovered was writing on the internet on this, you know, this website brought us joy. Like really, that's the core of what we do, joy. And you know, you're doing your teacher training because in some form or another, yoga brings you joy and perhaps you want to make it part of your career. Perhaps you want to make it, you know, like a teach one class a week. Maybe you want to join it with your, maybe you're a therapist of some kind, a psychologist, for example, and you want to add yoga to, you know, your therapy or whatever you may do. Like this really kind of feels almost like our zone, right? Mm-hmm. Where we're joining like physical movement, meditation, self-acceptance and bliss following, as in like gaining a certification to create a new aspect of your work. Whether you do that or not, or whether, you know, it helps another aspect of your work, because this training will help your career, whether or not you choose yoga. Yeah. I believe that 100%.
Absolutely. I know that to be certain. And I think, you know, bliss, yes, it can be like that career, whatever thing, but it can just be like that you love yoga and that you should, like it could just be that you want to deepen that knowledge.
Yeah, and you want to share it with others.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just think it's so funny because when we keep talking about this whole idea of how it just has cogged together like these two core values that have been so important to us but separate, yeah. Like not ever separate, like they're always intertwined with ourselves, as in like joy and bliss and joy and bliss. But now they've intertwined.
You mean like self-acceptance and movement and bliss.
Yeah, yeah.
And joy. Yeah.
Exactly. Now it's like this one thing that combines it all.
Yeah, I think it really is this like kind of perfect example of our past 10 years of work is all in this.
How strange, because Andrew talks about this in the philosophy, remember? He talks about this, how he's like throughout your own, you know, history and journey, like you pick up things and you put them in your pocket and he described it as how like, you know, you pick up these things that you love and like little aspects of bliss that you love. And he used this example of like him, he studied to be an optometrist.
Yeah.
And like he loved the study, but he didn't like being in a dark room.
Yeah.
And so he took the study, like the fact that he loved study, and he took that with him to his next area where he wanted to do what he wanted to do. He loved dancing and choreography and he did that, you know, as a profession, and then he hurt himself and then he took choreography. And now he does, you know, Dance of the Deities, which is his bliss, of where he combines like his love for study and mythology with choreography, and it's like piecing it all together. And this is exactly what we've done.
Yeah,
our love for all the things, we pieced it together to make this thing.
And that is what I think that's what happens when you're on this path of like openness and discovery, and when one of your, you know, your core desires is to, and privileges, let's also be realistic, because we can't all, you know, choose to do what we do. But when we are lucky enough to do it, like, geez, like what amazing lives we have led these last 10 years to be able to have quit those jobs and, you know, be on this path, which has been very hard. Like we've worked very hard, but it's also flowed very easy as well. You know, it's like this balance.
It's moments of hard, moments of flow.
And then also like, you know, it's been hard in that, you know, sometimes it's like, what the hell are we doing? Like no one's telling us what to do. Ah, like we just need to figure this out. You know, like the unknown, we've walked into the dark forest. As Joseph Campbell would say on the hero's journey, we created this path. And, you know, that's what we want to help others do. We want to help others feel confident and excited to venture on their own path. And, you know, let us be your guides
for a little while.
Yeah. But yeah, then, so enter the forest and then it's like they create their own path in that forest. Like that you might enter at the same place, you know, as all the trainees. We're entering at the same place, but then we all go our own direction.
Yeah, which is so cool.
Yeah, I was just, you know, imagining the dark forest and how funny that is to think that in front of us is unknown. Like in front of us is still, you know, like it's not – we don't know the way we're going.
No. And I think it's humans naturally like and need and desire a level of certainty, right? Like we like to know what tomorrow holds. Mm. We like to, this is why
we like to pretend we know.
Yeah, exactly. And this is why, you know, like people really like to get their what's that word? Fortunes read and like work with these people. I mean, like all for it. If you believe in that and it helps you, go for it. I don't like it because I just don't want to do that.
Well, I think because that there's also this element of like, well, if someone tells you this is going to happen, is it then a self-made, is it self, like, what is that word?
Fulfilling prophecy
where you think, they told me that I'm going to fail or like they told me that I shouldn't do this or they told me I shouldn't date that person. Like, and then do you just kind of follow that because you heard them say
that?
Yeah,
no, I hate that actually. Yeah. Like, I really dislike that. There's a level of me like, and that's just a preference, guys. So like, if you love that, go for it.
Yeah, for you personally, it doesn't sit well.
No. And I just think like, I don't know, isn't that the whole point of our lives to live it and to be in those big decision-making moments? I'm not saying they're easy, but like that's the whole thing about being a human. Like we have to make these decisions.
Well, I think that what yoga does is it allows you to make those decisions with more inner knowledge and inner awareness. Without needing the outside.
Yeah, like you become your own.
You become your own
oracle.
Exactly. So, and this really is, you know, such a journey of yoga of going inward and connecting to that inner intuition, that knowing, that inner knowing, like which direction, who am I, what am I doing, why am I here? And it helps you connect to that or reconnect to that, I should say.
Gosh, I don't know what yoga does, but it's so... It's like all these sessions, it just makes me so excited to share them because I think, I don't know, what does it do to me? What does it make me feel? I'm just trying to like
awakened. But not that word.
No, it's not like enlightened, awakened. No. You know, these words, maybe they are the words, but because, you know, sometimes they hold that kind of big, heavy thing from the rest of the world.
It's like a... Wow. moment. It's like a that's it moment. It's an aha moment.
Maybe it is like that cliche thing where like the muddy waters become clearer. Like they just become clearer.
It helps you. It's helped
clarity.
Gain clarity. And like it also helps you really decide how you want to live your life. I think that is like what it does for me. And I think that's a really special thing to like have a practice that helps you do that, like with the philosophies, you know, when we hear them, it's like, oh yeah, that's how I would like to do that.
Yeah,
that would bring me some joy and peace and less suffering.
Yeah,
that's a nice way to live. Let me practice that. I don't know what it is that you feel. You feel connected to it. Your heart, it's like, what is that? It's like your heart has been struck by a sound and it's a sound, it's a universal sound that other people also feel, and that is what it is. And this is the idea. I remember Andrew talked about this when we connect with something, like when we were talking about self-acceptance and Andrew connected with that and his heart got struck and then it filled to his eyes and into his third eye and like that is what you felt.
I think.
It's like, boom.
I mean, this whole human experience, right? Like, I mean, I was watching the Anthony Bourdain Roadrunner, I think, the documentary last night. And, like, obviously it's very sad because he ended his life. He committed suicide. And, you know, it's a documentary about him. And you can see how much pain he was in, you know, in many aspects of his life. You know, he also had past with addiction. But it made me really think of like, you know, why yoga is so important to me because, you know, our human mind is so often so fragile from experiences, you know, like traumas and whatever it might be. And for me, that's what yoga has done. It's helped me. Mm. It's helped me understand myself better. It's helped me to, you know, seek help when I need it.
And it's helped me kind of like decide, all right, like my mind is going down this way and I know that's not doing me very well. Like I'm creating my own self-suffering. I'm thinking these thoughts over and over. I could keep walking that way. I could numb myself with other things, but I'm not going to. I'm going to roll out my mat and do yoga. And to me, that's like quite an amazing thing for myself. And this is my own personal experience, obviously. Like if you are feeling any of those things, please seek help from whoever, you know, you need. There's Lifeline. We will add those links in our podcast notes like we always do. It's always courage to ask for help. But that yoga really did that for me. And like my Pilates instructor training, that really did it for me. Like learning something new. And then the 50 days of yoga, like that was an amazing experience.
So
like life-changing experience for me.
So I am the one who's changed your life. No, I'm kidding.
Without my sister.
Because I was the one who told yes, you to do the 50
days. It's all Carla, obviously. But no, I think like it really, that watching that documentary and like, you know, seeing the human mind, you know, how much we can all suffer. You know, yoga was a tool that helped me.
So I guess less. What you're feeling is like, you're feeling like this connection to this tool and these philosophies that you believe and you have experienced them transform you.
Yeah.
And so that's why you're so excited yes, to share them. And it's this deep connection to that because you've experienced yeah, it. Like, yeah. And I couldn't agree more. Like, And that's why we're so passionate about sharing it. I mean, this is why we created the teacher training, because it's like we experience that.
Yeah.
Let me help someone else experience that, because that's yeah, a wonderful gift yeah, that we can, you know, keep on sharing.
Yeah.
Because that's what yoga is. It's like this – it's this continuous sharing. It dates back to 5000 BC. It's been shared and 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 shared. And, you know, it's our role as like having received it before – like we have experienced it. It's like, well, let's continue sharing.
Yeah.
And then the people who do our course, they get to share it.
Yeah.
And it goes on and on and on. And who knows how where the ripple ends. It doesn't, because yeah, so people exciting, just keep sharing it. It's so cool.
Yeah. I would say yoga has been very life transforming for me, which I'm very grateful for. And that's why I'm so excited to go on this journey with the 27 people who have signed up. So I'm sure we'll share more on the podcast. I don't know. Like, they're so fun. These podcasts are fun. It's just us chatting. You know, it's not a big podcast. We don't have a huge, massive following, but we've been doing it for many years. And it's kind of like diary entries almost, you know. Some topics are very specific and then others are just like these fun diary entries of our lives. So yeah, thank you for listening.
Yeah, and if you've got questions or if you want to share anything, if you've had any, you know, similar experiences, we'd love to hear from you. So reach out.
Yeah. And also, if you want to review our podcast, please go ahead. You know, it's not very big, but the reviews make us feel good.
Sam, if you're listening.
Yeah, Sam, write a review. Oh, my God. This was so cute. We should mention this. In Joel's best man's speech.
So funny.
Carla's best man's speech. Sam. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
What did he say?
So he started, and I had no idea about this. You had read the speech.
Oh, my God. It was so cute.
Was it the day before?
I think it was the day before, and he sent me the speech and was like, what do you think? Is it okay? And I was like, holy moly, it's so freaking good. I need to rewrite my speech.
Which like, your speech was really beautiful yeah, as well.
Yeah, well, Lucky Sam sent it to me because mine would have been mediocre, I'm sure. I was like, oh, man.
I feel like mine was mediocre. I was like, God damn, why didn't I think about this more? But it's fine.
You're busy being the bride.
Yeah, it didn't matter. Yeah, so Sam got up and he started his speech and he was telling this story. And I was like, where is this going? Because first of all, it was almost like this promotion for our podcast, which I was very grateful for. I was laughing my head off. I was like, good on you, Sam, like promoting Marybody and Get Merry. But then he went on to say that I actually spoiled the surprise of Joel asking him to be the best man, because in the wedding episode of the podcast where me and Emma were talking about the wedding, I accidentally let it slip because I really didn't think Sam listened to this podcast, but he does. I was like, yeah, so Emmy's going to be my bridesmaid and Sam's going to be Joel's best man. Like, and then I did go, oh, and I was like, nah, Sam doesn't listen to this. Like in the episode, you can go back and listen to it. And he told that story at the wedding and it was so hilarious. It was so funny and I couldn't believe that me and you, Emmy, had spoiled it. I went and had dinner with Sam to ask him to be the best man with Joel. We had his shirt and his pants and we were really excited. We're going to surprise him.
But he knew.
But he knew the whole time. But he didn't tell us.
That's so funny.
He said he'd been waiting for this day, for this joke. Like, to be able to tell the joke.
No, it was, everyone was in stitches. I mean, it was a great night. There were great speeches, not too long, perfect amount.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, no offense if your wedding had like 2 hour long speeches, but like, I don't know, more dancing, less speeches.
Yeah, absolutely. More food, less speeches. More dancing, less speeches.
Really, it's all about the dancing.
Less formality, more dancing. Yeah, so that was hilarious. And then Sam actually messaged me last week and was like, where's the podcast? Like,
sorry, Sam.
You've been MIA. And then that actually inspired us to press record. So thank you, Sam, for the inspiration.
So here we are and we should really hang up because it's been 49
minutes, way too long. All right, everybody, we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run FutureTools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of Lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.